Head over to the livestock side, Scott. Are we banking, per se, on some higher cash cattle this week?
Well, I think a lot of producers are certainly banking on it, and we're starting to see some numbers come back where bids are being passed, so we're going to see trade happen later in the day or week here in the upper Midwest. Markets are a little bit soft today as they are anticipating a little bit sluggish demand, although we're getting some good weather in the southeast, which should allow some grilling to happen down there. But overall, both in the pork and the beef markets, demand is a concern with these higher prices on the retail shelves, and that does not come down as with the boxed beef. We're looking at record select boxes for prices for the beef side, but we may be starting to top in these beef markets.
Is that maybe part of the biggest reason for the lack of direction, per se, for the trade?
Well, I think the fundamental supply side, both hogs and cattle, are very positive, and we should see the platform for higher prices. But until we get some traders excited about the demand, we're going to be struggling with these prices for a while.
Do we have a possible bottom set for these hogs right now?
You know, you'd like to say that there is, but we're carrying a premium market now in the futures to the cash, so we could see a little bit more pullback. But we really need these exports to really pick up on the hogs and get some pressure off. We see a slowdown from Japan, China, Russia. It'd be nice to see them start buying again.
We just need to get those grills fired up.
Grills would definitely be helpful, and then we're getting close to that.